Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today, some new music from Christina Aguilera and a report on vocational education in the United States. But first, we talk to some Americans who have retired from their professional lives but still work hard to help others. Many retired Americans seek volunteer work as a useful way to spend their time. Older citizens have knowledge, experience, and skills that can fill many needs. Shirley Griffith tells about some of these volunteers and the help they provide.
Shania Anderson is a second grader at Whittier Elementary School in Washington. She needs help in math and reading. She gets help in those subjects from Shirley Mickle, a 62-year-old volunteer.
Very good. Excellent. Excellent, Shania.
I enjoy it.
Shirley Mickle is retired from the federal government. She tutors at Whittier two times a week. So does volunteer Gloria Pendleton, a former computer systems programmer. She is 65.
I feel much better. I feel that I'm learning, so I'm constantly trying to learn along with the children.
Both women are members of Experience Corps. It is a nationwide program that connects people over age 55 with elementary school students from low-income families. About 2,000 volunteers help students in 23 cities across the country. Kathleen Kay has been an Experience Corps volunteer for more than 3 years.
What I've seen are a lot of kids really take off, because they do have the one-on-one attention, and then they're up to grade level, if not beyond, as a result of having been in the program.
But, she says, she gets back more than she gives. Irving Wilson, a volunteer for more than 7 years, says he does also.
I get a lot of benefits from being in this program, like keeping my mind active and coming to school 3 times a week and walking up and down the steps, you know, that keeps me physically able.
But volunteering is not just good for the brain and body. 86-year-old Mary Holt finds it's good for her soul.
Why do you like to volunteer?
It gives me peace, happiness, and knowing that I'm helping other people.
Mary Holt has been an active volunteer for the last 30 years. She volunteers through her church in Arlington, Virginia. She makes meals for the homeless. She helps with the church's newsletter and puts together its Sunday service papers. 72-year-old Glenn Wood of Missoula, Montana says volunteer work keeps him connected. He works in the federal government's Senior Corps program. Almost 500,000 volunteers work in thousands of American communities. Glenn Wood likes to do more than just one job. He serves as a guide for special exhibits at the University of Montana and for special events at the Missoula Art Museum. He also helps judge the yearly ninth grade science fair. And he works with a community conflict resolution group to lower crime and violence in the city. Finally, he works in the Missoula Visitor Center during tourist season. He says the payback is simple. When you can help someone new in town solve a problem, you feel good about it.
This week's listener question comes from China. Feng Tiang Chiang wants to know more about vocational education in the United States. There is a long history of vocational education in this country. Dating back to colonial times, the government has supported programs to train skilled workers. It started out as a way to teach students to farm and work in industries. But as the American economy grew, so too has vocational training. Today, vocational education is usually called career and technical education, or CTE. Students in high schools and trade schools can earn degrees in many areas. They include nursing, engineering, accounting, biotechnologies, web design, art design, and auto mechanics, just to name a few. Career and technical education is different from traditional school because it is much more hands-on. Instead of sitting in a crowded classroom taking notes, students in CTE programs learn a trade. They are prepared to step out of the classroom right into the working world. That means they can start earning money years before students who attend four-year colleges. This can be especially appealing considering the present high unemployment rate and the rising costs of attending college. Many college graduates owe hundreds of thousands of dollars for their education costs. Some are struggling to find jobs. At the same time, some of the fastest growing jobs are in technical areas. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says 18 of the 20 fastest growing jobs in the next decade will require technical education. However, for many years, parents and educators have pushed for college education. So, enrollment in vocational schools is down. In 1982, one-third of high school students chose vocational schools. But in 2005, only one-fifth of students did. Supporters of college education point out that students who attend vocational schools will make less money on average. They are worried that some students will settle for vocational education when they could go to college and possibly earn more money. They also say students who choose vocational schools miss out on the college experience. Some people say the best choice is a little bit of both. There are about 2,500 career academies within American high schools. Students take both academic and technical courses. They also get work experience. The career academies were developed to redesign large high schools into small learning communities. They are designed to link high school, further education, and the workplace.
Let's get glam. Let's get glam.
Christina Aguilera's latest album, Bionic, is filled with sexy songs made for dancing. Critics are divided in their opinions of the album, but they agree that she is experimenting with electronic sounds and new ways of singing.
This is the moment that I take over your mind, brain. Step into the picture that I paint you in my brain, babe. I'll elevate you so high, I'll give you a migraine. Over and over, put it on replay till you
return. Are you ready, ready, ready to go?
That was Bionic, the title song of Christina Aguilera's newest album. This is the 29-year-old performer's fourth album. She is best known for her powerful and emotional voice. But in this album, she says she has softened her singing to try something different. Here is the energetic song, Prima Donna.
Tonight is on, play my song, it's a celebration. I worked alone, we can now, there is no hesitation. I need a drink or two, make that a few, I am waiting. Yes, yes, I'm gone, and you know I got no time for wasting. Gonna forget my troubles, cause it's a special night. Not gonna stress for nothing, I'm feeling quite alright. If it's your birthday, baby, I'm gonna grant your wish. This is a private party, VIP in this
let's
place.
Go. I'm a prima donna, I can rule the world. Don't care who's around me, I can rule the world. So hands up, catch a stealing, there's no stopping this.
Christina Aguilera has said that the album Bionic is about the future, and she says her young son is her latest musical influence. She says he has made her want to play and have fun. Christina Aguilera worked with different songwriters on the album, including Linda Perry and the Australian singer-songwriter Sia. We leave you with the song Elastic Love, which the British Sri Lankan performer M.I.A. helped write.
A rubber band is what I call your love for me. Cause it comes and goes and pins me like a trampoline. But all this back and forth is freaky, it's confusing me. Like a pencil trying to write and you're erasing me. If I was a ruler, I'd set you straight. But your love is like a sharpener.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Mike DeFabo, Dana Dimange, and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. You can find transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our shows at voaspecialenglish.com. If you have a question about American life, send an email to mosaic@voanews.com. We might answer it on this show. Please remember to tell us your name and where you live. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
They couldn't even hold us together. If we were gaffer-tapes, maybe we could spend the summer. You could say your piece, you could post it on a paper. When your love hits,